So in Hashvi of Kisava, we have the famous formulation of Moshe Rabbeinu that a person can witness something, a person can hear something, and a person can think that they understand something, but really it hasn't been processed, internalized, and comprehended properly until many years and decades later. Lo yirid adam sof daito shel rabo, Chazal tell us, ad sof arbaim shana belona sana sham lacham lev ladas, einayim liros, oznayim lishmoa, ad hayom hazeh. So Rashi quotes here that Moshe Rabbeinu was actually celebrating. Shamati shosa yom shenasan Moshe sefer Torah l'bnei Levi k'moshe katzav vayitna el hakohanim b'nei Levi bo'u kol Yisrael l'fnei Moshe ve'amr lo Moshe Rabbeinu af anu amadnu b'sinai kibalnu es haTorah nisana lanu ma'ata master b'nei shivtecha aleinu master b'nei shivtecha aleha. Right, when you're not around anymore, right, wasn't given to you. So Moshe Rabbeinu was thrilled that Klal Yisrael were saying, "What, you think they have some kind of a monopoly on Torah?" Now it's true, Yor Mishpatach LeYaakov Sar Aschal Yisrael, that Ela Kohen Asher Yebay Yamim Ahein, that there is a special role to that Shevet. Look at the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Aleph, right, the days of Yaakov Avinu, right, his Minoy of Levi, that very important language of Minoy as it applies to Shevet Levi. It has halachic significance of the Minoy of Shevet Levi, but for purposes of being in the position of Torah leadership. But in the end of the day, right, this is unlike any of the other challenges or rebellions where, you know, there was a sense, you know, that Kiti Starer Aleinu Gamhi Starer, you know, or Rav Lachem, where it was about power, or even about the, you know, Keser Malchus, or even about the Keser Kahuna, Vikashtem Gam Kahuna. Here, when it comes to the Keser Torah, if a person wants a chelak and a person says, you know, I'm afraid that we're going to be cut off from this, so then, you know, they're fulfilling the essence, you know, of what the Keser Torah is all about. Now, again, it takes a very big commitment, takes an enormous amount of energy and enterprise and investment for a person to involve themselves in. But in the final analysis, right, it's something which, you know, everybody is supposed to do. As the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, as we're about to begin formally, you know, Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, the Shemitah V'Yovel, we're about to begin that, you know, Shemitah year, right? So the idea of, you know, Shevet Levi having that special status, you know, the Rambam talks about Kol Boy Olam, you know, Asher Neso, Libo. It really has to be, by definition, open to everybody. And so, you know, after the conclusion of the Tochacha, we have this fascinating section where Moshe, you know, gathers the entire Jewish people together, right? Ki Yom Sinai, Vayikra Moshe al Kol Yisrael. And he references Har Sinai. Vayomer leham atemri semeis kol asher asah Hashem le'ineichem be'eretz Yitzrayim far lo chol avdav b'charetzo hamasos hagdolos asher ra'u eneicha osos ha'mofsim hagdolim ahem, that entire period. Right, going back to Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then V'lo Nasan Hashem Lachem Leiv Ladas V'Nayim Liros V'Nayim Lishma Ada Yom Hazeh, but you didn't really fully appreciate it until today. And so, what the Medrash is picking up on, I think, is this idea that this is when Moshe realized, you know, that the Jewish people understood that this whole process, all of the sound and lights, all of the Sturm Drang, all of the, you know, remarkable sights and sounds that we're affiliated with, it was all for one purpose, that Hashem would have an ongoing relationship with the Jewish people. And the way that that relationship exists, la'ol me'ad, is not through, you know, osos umofsim v'nisim geluyim. The way that that relationship manifests itself is, in fact, right, through the idea of connecting to Hashem through Torah. Mitoch kach atamakir misha amar v'haya ha'olam. That's how the relationship, you know, is forged. That's how Avas Hashem is forged. And when Moshe saw that the Jewish people were chafetzim, you know, in the Torah, right, this was a source of enormous joy. Moshe's at the end of his life, and he can take a measure of satisfaction and gratification in this success that he recognizes, Hivanti shetem dveikim v'chafetzim, not just in the Torah, but b'makom, in the Melamed HaTorah, and the one who is nosein Torah le'amo Yisrael. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.